Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Once again, the What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Radio God Mitchell is here. Kevin K-Fly Flynn is here. Our super producer, Chris Larson, ready to go on the program today. At some point today, Joe Biden is going to take to the microphone and say student loan forgiveness is here. Now, Chuck Schumer was calling him last night saying, hey, it ought to be $50,000 we forgive. Not that measly $10,000.
You know, the rapidly rising...
Get him off that.
The thing.
Yeah,
the thing.
The hairy legs thing.
So here's my question for you. Pretty simple. Is student loan forgiveness a good idea or a bad idea? Answer that question today by calling us at 701-258-0550.
I have a few questions on that statement, if I may.
Toll-free.
Who's student loans and I'll hold them.
Toll-free. You can call it 800-228-0550. By the way, this is racist, according to the NAACP, because the average...
I thought it was dollarist. He's the
no, it's racist.
No, it's
because it's, in fact, one member of Congress is calling it structural racism. Because the average student loan is much higher for black Americans. So $10,000 is not enough. Now, I bet anything it's going to be more than $10,000. Because Chucky Schumer, how do we even know that Chuck Schumer's called and said he wants it to be $50,000? Seems to me that he's going to play to the crowd a little bit. But I just want to talk basic, simple, just the question of a student loan forgiveness. Why are we doing this?
To get votes.
Because those things are expensive.
To get votes.
To get votes. Anybody that's waiting for the gimme, the handout, they're already going to vote for Biden.
I had about $18,000 in student loans. Do I get paid back for those? Just started college. He's already acquired a little bit. Are they going to pay that off and then pay for his education so he doesn't have to take a loan? Is that
when do you draw the line? Where?
I could ask questions on this till noon. I mean,
well, then shouldn't rent be paid and utilities? I mean, we shouldn't have to. Those things are expensive.
I bought a Yugo back in the day. Can I get reimbursed for that? Because I took a loan out. I really wasn't happy with it.
Should be reimbursed for you.
With the result.
Driving that thing.
Kevin wants the auto loan forgiveness. Yeah.
Why not?
If it's $10,000, $300 billion. Now, my question for you is, who pays?
We do.
The government.
Pretty easy.
All of us pay.
Government pays.
So how does this goes back to the vote thing? Do you think voters that don't have student loans are okay paying for forgiveness on student loans?
Nope.
Can we all go back to school real quick and run up a bill that the government just pays? How does that work?
That's what I mean. None of this is sustainable.
It's a generational theft.
None of this is real. And these aren't real people.
All right.
Ugh.
I'm asking. I want some answers here on What's On Your Mind. 701-258-0550. Aaron in Detroit Lakes. Good idea or bad for Uncle Joe to forgive student loans?
this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. If you want a free education, it's called the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines.
There we go.
They paid for all my student loans. I did a 6-year commitment. It made me a prouder American. We need more common sense, less liberalism in this country. I can't even wrap my head around this. So what about the Kevin Flynn's and Aaron Dalton's out there that are sending their kids to college in the next year? Are they going to pay for my kids' college too? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. If people can't wake up and smell the crap that this administration is doing to us, okay, we're going to pay for kids' student loans. Why don't we just put them on the payroll in the government for the rest of their lives? That's all I got to say, and you guys are doing a great job, and keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
All right, Aaron, good passion.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you. Mike and Gardner, you're next in What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Terrible idea. Don't like it at all. In fact, you think about it, there's a lot of other things involved in this thing. You got people that helped raise their kids and, ended up paying for their spouse's college and helping out there. And then down the line, you get divorced, and that debt, you split things 50-50. And guess what? Now you just got taken back another 10. You think, your spouse got totally off of something that she had debt on.
Bad idea, says Michael.
Bad idea.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Bismarck, we go. Shannon, good idea or bad idea?
This is a really bad idea. I personally have about $40,000 in student loans right now. And my husband, for instance, works in the trades. He did not go to college. So it just kind of goes back to two things. Number one, we have people that are going to be forced to assist with paying for these loans. They didn't go to college to pursue their degrees. And second of all, this money isn't free. It has to come from somewhere. So again,
come on,
boil down to the taxpayers.
Come on, Shannon. You don't think this is coming from the student loan fairy?
Yes, I know. The pot of gold with all the money, right?
Yeah, somebody.
Fairy?
Shannon said somebody has to pay. Gosh, dang it anyway.
Well, Shannon, I mean, you said you've got some student loan debt. You were aware that you took out the debt. You took the responsibility for it. I think we can agree, too, that if we start paying people. What valuation, then, does that education have if all of a sudden everybody's getting paid off? Here you go. No problem.
Exactly. I signed paperwork that said, as a responsible adult, I'm going to get an education, and then I'm going to pay for that education. You know, we have these professors and teachers, and they're all, being paid as well, and that's where some of that money comes from. You know, that funds their paycheck. So it's just silliness in my mind.
Give it up for Shannon. Yep.
Thank you, Shannon. Appreciate that call. Let's go to South Dakota and Dennis. Good idea or bad idea for student loans to be forgiven? By the way, this is going to be announced today. Rumors are that it's $10,000 for anybody that makes $125,000 or less a year. That's who would be forgiven. Price tag's $300 billion. Chuck Schumer and many constituencies of the Democratic Party are arguing for more, not less. More student loan forgiveness, so we don't know the exact number, but this is going to be announced at some point today. Dennis, go ahead.
Well, it's a great idea if you're a college, because now you get to raise your rates even higher. You know, I mean,
great point.
If you're going to pay this off, college will just continue to go higher, maybe at an accelerated rate. So it's great for the colleges, bad for the country, bad for the people who've got to pay the bills.
They've already forgiven some student loan debt for the reason that Dennis is bringing up, because they believe that some colleges were not acting ethically, and therefore they saw students being wronged. But this is a blanket deal, and interestingly enough, Dennis is right. Now you can charge more, and you're getting $10,000 off, so we'll charge you more. Very good point. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate that very much. Let's go to Sharon and Hazen, then Grand Bismarck, Jeff and Jamestown on student loan forgiveness. Question for you, good idea or bad, and who pays? Who is paying for this? A little gift. Sharon, What's on your mind?
I'm against this 100%. Myself and my siblings, we all went to college. We all ended up with loans, and we paid our own. So why should we help someone else get a free education? To me, it's just adding to the gimme generation. And I think it needs to start at the top. The colleges need to charge less tuition instead of continually adding. It's ridiculous. So I just would be definitely against it.
When I hear Sharon, I wonder how this is a political winner. I think you tick off more people than you... You know, the gimme folks were already going to vote for Joe Biden. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Federal government money. He had them at hello. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
I think a lot of sensible folks are going to say, are you kidding me right now? And no matter what the amount is, no matter whatever the income is, I don't see how this is a political winner. This is sort of like extortion that's going on, and you're going to get the people you already have. Thanks, Sharon. Grant, you're next in Bismarck. Mark in Minnesota, Jeff in Jamestown. On What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, it's a request. I got to play the request, don't I?
Oh, my gosh.
Dexter says, Kevin, I think a fitting bumper song would be Make the World Go Away.
Who sings this again?
Eddie Arnold.
Eddie Arnold. Oh, what a classic. Oh, I love it. Who has more fun than us, folks? Welcome to What's On Your Mind. You can watch
Perfect.
Us on our social media from the Freedom Matters USA studios today. FreedomMattersUSA.com has all the details on Candace Owens Candace Owens is coming to Bismarck, North Dakota, Bismarck Event Center, on Thursday, September 15th. And she is one of the iconic conservative voices of today. FreedomMattersUSA.com. All the details on $20 tickets for general admission, $50 for preferred seating, VIP opportunities for sponsorship. Check it out at FreedomMattersUSA.com. All right, Grant Bismarck next on our questions of the day for student loans. We're also going to chat with Mike Lindell later in the program to recap the Moment of Truth Summit, by the way. And we're going to talk about some antitrust issues today with a person you've seen on Fox and Newsmax and other places. Hannah Cox will join us today. DJ Coulter from American Family Insurance is going to talk about farm and ranch insurance and whether or not your policy is keeping up with inflation. Do you think about that at all? When you've had some caps done 3, 4, 5 years ago, are they keeping up with inflation? So all that coming up on the program. Grant Bismarck on our question of the day. Good idea or bad for student loan forgiveness to come from Joe Biden today?
Well, it's good if you're looking for votes, like Kevin said. The main thing that's going to happen here is we're going to be more divided as a country and more resentment against everybody, and that's exactly what they want to do. So they're just going to keep doing what they're going to do and keep getting more people reliant on the government and handouts, and you won't have a workforce like we're experiencing, and it's just going to get worse because no one's going to value, they don't, for one, they're not going to value their education, they're not going to value work, and they're just going to sit there with a piece of paper that gives them a qualification, or they're not even going to use it. So that's what's going to happen. And we're
you raise a really good point. First of all, on votes, I reject the idea this is a vote winner. I don't think there's any... is there any win in this vote-wise? And I think they're
done...
It's
a long-run vote.
Say again?
It's a long-run vote because they're going to... They're buying their votes for the future.
But I think a point you raise...
All the college kids.
...is a really good one. Dividing us, you know, the haves and the have-nots. Wait a minute. You're getting it? You're getting it? Why are you getting it? Oh, I make less than $125,000 a year. Why are you getting it? I want it. No, you know, and those who think it's a very bad idea because of what we'll do to the debt, what it does to inflation, what it does to generational theft, $300 billion price tag for it. I think you've nailed it when you say it's about division, and they're okay with division.
I want to get paid back on mine,
aren't they?
Come on,
they want to sow the seeds of dissent. Grant?
How do you stop that? Yep, Sweet. How do you stop that?
Great points. Appreciate the call.
Oh.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Grant. Let's go to Mark in Minnesota next. Go ahead, Mark.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on. I do not agree with this policy at all. And just a bit of background, I graduated from a private university in Minnesota. I have three daughters that have all graduated from private colleges in Minnesota. I paid for all of it 100%. And I look at this as really a slap in the face to all of us that have paid that. But here's the thing that I reached out to my senators and my congressmen in Minnesota for. What I'm not hearing in this discussion is any form of reform in how the government gives these loans out. So where do we do to correct the situation, identify and then correct the situation that got us into this problem? I've never heard discussions on that. Neither of the three of my representatives and senators have expressed any direction on what they're doing to try to solve the problem. So we're going to continue to perpetuate this, and that is my biggest concern in this whole process.
Yeah, very interesting point. The larger question.
Yeah, really.
I would also say, can Joe Biden do this? Just by executive order, stroke of a pen? Is he going to propose that Congress do it? And they ram it through, and they're 50-50 votes. $300 billion. There should be some checks and balances to this, for crying out loud. Maybe we'll know more after he announces it today. But Mark, appreciate the call. Jeff Jamestown, good idea or bad?
This is the worst idea. Worse than lighting your head on fire and putting it out with a baseball bat. We've got all avenues here.
Wow.
First off, college is too expensive for what you're getting. They need an overhaul. You sign a loan agreement. Who's the lender of this? You're not paying attention to what this kid is? What's his GPA? I mean, you're checking this guy out. And last thing, parents, these are the kind of animals you raise. You want him to borrow money to go to school? We'll put a mortgage on your house. We'll see how you react to him then. There's blame to go everywhere, but this thing is one big, fat vote-getter, and I'm sick of it.
Spot on.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Killdeer. Whole lot of common sense in Killdeer. David, what's your thought?
Hey, Scott. Glad that you have me on. I agree with the caller from or the caller before me that there's a whole lot of blame to go around. But you got to remember that these kids are just graduating from high school at 18 with the whole world ahead of them. I think the blame is on the education system and the lender. And then also that they have parents that work 80 hours a week their whole life just to give these kids the opportunities, and the costs keep going up because of inflation. It's just ridiculous that these people keep calling in, blaming the parents and the kids just for wanting an opportunity.
Who should be blamed?
The lenders, the education, the government. The people that are usually to blame.
So lenders are giving it out like candy, and they ought not be. The educators are charging too much. That's your point, David?
Say that again? Sorry.
I said the lenders are giving the loans out like candy, and the institutions of education are charging too much. Is that what I'm taking away from your comment?
Yes. Yeah. And then plus the cost of everything going up where these kids can't even afford a half decent house or on a single income or support a family. It's just ridiculous that people just want an opportunity. We got to immediately start blaming them.
Are you making the argument that it's a good idea for some student loan forgiveness to happen, Joe Biden, because of your earlier points?
Yeah. I think the fact that mistakes were made and that they were pretty much sold a pipe dream anymore.
David, appreciate the call. Aaron in Valley City, get you in here quick. Your vote.
Yeah, and it's a terrible idea. And whether or not anyway, I just can't believe. Is this retroactive or is it going to be an annual thing? I think about Kevin's son. He's going to have a little time between now and when he starts earning $125,000, right?
That's one of the 8 pages of questions I have already written down on this thing.
No kidding.
But thank you for... I'm not kidding.
I know.
I can ask questions till noon.
Where do you draw the line? Where does it end? Where does it start? Is it future? Is it past? Is it? It's a good question, Aaron. And a good reason it's a bad idea, too.
Thanks, Aaron.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to announce a student loan forgiveness program Wednesday. President Trump's financial guru, Steve Moore, on Newsmax last night.
Well, I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. We're going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but that people in the future have to pay back their loans.
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demings strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
We
with your help, I will be elected.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Wednesday Wheels kind of day. Our friends at Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy, have a 2017 GMC Sierra 1500. This one's in Valley City at Pucklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC. So it's 2017 GMC Sierra 1500, 5.3 Ecotec V8 engine, 73,000 miles on this. Exterior's quick silver metallic with jet black perforated leather appointed seat trim. The backup camera, the bells and whistles like the parking sensors, the assist. You got to go really sit in this thing to appreciate it. It was $40,000 now. They're lopping off $1,000 if you tell them you heard about it right here on What's On Your Mind for $39,000. Save over $1,000. Tell them you heard about it right here. Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck location, Valley City location. You tell them Scott sent you. Hey, did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Texture says they're just buying votes to get all these students to vote Democrat. Aren't the students already going to vote Democrat?
Don't assume you got to lock that vote up.
Solidifying.
This is definitely a pander to their crowd. But does it get them any more votes? I think I go back to something somebody said earlier. This is about division.
It is. And where are the numbers that the people that aren't able to pay them back? I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, like Shannon earlier in the program, I mean, they've got their debt, but they're making their payments. You know, where are the people that can't make the, and are they in massive numbers somewhere that we don't know about? I mean, where are these people?
Regarding, a texter says, regarding the student loan forgiveness plan that's going to be rolled out by the robot later today. He can read from a teleprompter still. If someone wants their loans paid off for them, make it so they have to teach for 5 years. For every year you teach, you get $7,000 paid off. If you teach for 10 years, whatever loan is left, it's automatically paid off. At least we would get something out of it as a nation instead of a bunch of children who graduated college and don't realize this is the real world. But there's no way student loans should ever be forgiven. You sign up for this when you sign the bottom line on the loan. What's the next thing? Forgiveness of child support? Home loans? These people drive me crazy, and it makes me so angry to think this is our government. Another listener says, bring the cost of school down. Novel concept. Listener says, student loan forgiveness is a bad idea. So many of this generation have been very privileged already. How will they learn responsibility if they're given everything for free?
Exactly. Big part of this.
Texter says, Scott, if I had $70,000 in student loans, let's say my payment's $180 a month. If Biden buys my vote with $10K, my payment's still $180 a month. If they truly want to help refinance, they could do all loans refinanced at 1%. Just enough to cover the cost of processing the loans. This thing is so full of insanity, it's unbelievable. Let's go to Hal in West Fargo. Good idea or bad idea, student loans, and who do you think is going to pay, Hal?
Well, good talking to you, Scott. kind of give you a little background of where I'm at here. 2 years ago, our daughter announced to us she is going to take graduate courses through the U of Mary online because the hospital down in Stillwater, Minnesota, was offering kind of generous assistance for student loans and everything. And as we went along, a year ago to 14 months, something like that, the Biden administration was talking about forgiving up to $50,000. And I kind of flat told her at the time, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing that, you know, you should be able to take advantage of. I mean, if the government's going to help you, it's something you should maybe look at. And she told me, well, you know, that's not how I was raised. You know, I've got enough money where I can pay the difference myself. I can do it all by myself. And now this spring, she ended up graduating. And as a celebration, she went down to Peru with a group from the U of Mary and did some mission work for underprivileged kids.
Wow.
And that just meant the world to her and everything. So she got through it with a lot of pride that she did it herself and, you know, took care of the financial aspect. She didn't even ask mom and dad for any money. And sure can make a parent proud.
No kidding. What a great story, Hal. Your daughter's a gem. Raised a good daughter. And I think there's a lot of people like that. They're going to see this gimme, gimme, gimme handout situation and say, no, that's just wrong. I don't think it's a plus vote getter. I don't. But I guess if you're handing out the goodies now, you're just going to do as much as you can while you can. Kit in Hillsboro. Go ahead, Kit. You're up and what's on your mind?
Yeah, as a 20-year college instructor, I can tell you that there's a few things we can do to fix this. First of all, the institutions have to stop acting like it's free money and basically telling the students it's free money. I think there should be a cap put on the loans where at a certain point, even if you're still in school, you have to start paying back something because they know that as long as they're going to school, they don't have to pay back. So we've got kids that are spending 8-9 years in school because their big thing is they don't want to pay back the student loan. Meanwhile, they're accruing even more. And I also think that the schools need to start proving that some of the courses and stuff that they're teaching have merit because a lot of these students are graduating with meaningless degrees, university studies, women's studies, and a whole bunch of other things that have no career path whatsoever. And until some of that is fixed, there's going to be nothing more than me continuing to have to pay for other people's poor choices.
Well said, Kit. And from a great perspective as someone that taught for 20 years, too, all great points. Appreciate the call and the passion you bring to the topic as well. Gosh, I love our listeners. Are they great or what?
Oh, yeah.
Just incredible.
You know, it's a great point about as long as you're going to school, you can just keep accruing
right.
the loans. And, man,
the incentive is to just keep piling on the debt.
You know, keep getting more degrees.
Yeah.
Yep.
Texter says, Hal's daughter that graduated from the University of Mary should run for governor. What a great story.
There you go.
That's some great DNA right there, no doubt about that. On the road, Ray. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, good morning, Scott. I think it's a total waste of money because I thought students were supposed to go to school to learn things. And if you're a student and you're still voting for Creep Joe Biden, that diploma you have needs what the paper is printed on.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate the call. But
yeah, hi, I'm here for the job in women's studies. Is that where are those exactly?
One of my
high school, go into that?
One of my high school classmates at our 10-year reunion, he had to write a little bio, and he'd gotten a philosophy degree and then wrote on there, and unable to get a job in one of the great philosophical firms, and I think he got an insurance or something. But, yeah, I mean, so many useless degrees out there.
And how do you go into a degree like that, or a gender studies, or and then why wouldn't you ask two or three questions? What jobs are available when I'm done with this?
Well,
what careers are available when I'm
doing gender studies? But I thought it was just girl watching. I guess
what it was. You know what I mean? Though? It's like, why don't you ask two or three questions about when you're done with this? Are you gonna be able to pay it back? Is there jobs available? Where are they? What do they pay?
We're talking about the announcement that's coming from the White House today of the student loan forgiveness. We're told that most likely will be $10,000 in student loan forgiveness. That will be for individuals who make $125,000 or less. Chuck Schumer evidently reported to have called the president and said, no, you got to do 50 grand. You got to do 50 grand. So who knows what it'll be when Joe takes to the teleprompter.
How about 100?
Student loans are an incentive to go to work, says another listener here. Hey, Scott, when this passes, they should have a database so the people who can see whose loans were paid off. Yeah, I wonder if that'll be public. I don't know. Another says this is government control. Another says, a friend of mine is attending BSC, $500 for one textbook right now.
Ouch.
I totally think this school loan debt relief is a bad idea, says another. I think a sippy cup Joe must have fallen and hit his head.
sippy cup Joe.
Jason and Fingry, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go.
Yes, guys. I don't think people understand the reason why they want to run this through is because we got a bunch of them in the house that want this. AOC is one of them that wants her school loans paid off. Like, she really needs it. Rashida Tlaib's another one that wants it paid off because she owns over $150,000 in school loans or whatever it is. And the same two people that have houses during the pandemic that get rental supplements and everything, I think people better quit following these people around because they're just using them. I'm sick and tired of working, being out here. I paid my school loans off. I went to 2 years of college in Wapato when I graduated. I paid every bit of it off right through the State Bank in North Dakota.
Members of Congress
was paid for them. 50.
Yeah, if in fact the dollar amount of $125,000 or less is part of this, then members of Congress will not get it because they make more than that. But still a bad idea. I hope actually Congress has to vote on this. That would, at least we can count noses. John in Pelican Rapids, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just want to put some historical perspective to this student loan stuff. So I graduated in 1989 and went to college from 90 to 92. So as being a young 20s in the early 90s, for those of you who lived it or didn't, if you remember MTV Spring Break, where MTV went to these spring break locations with the college students.
Yep.
And that's what they were paying for with their student loans. And also what came out of this was Girls Gone Wild, which is another example of what these kids did with their student loan money. And I think it's a travesty to be paying this back for them.
$300 billion.
Yeah, I saw the Girls Gone Wild expose they did on that guy. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
it was. It was nuts.
There's so many questions with this. There's some more I've just added. Now I'm up to 10 pages.
John,
hang on. I got to write it down.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it very much. All right, we'll take a break, come back with more on What's on Your Mind. Big press conference today related to a grant on workforce. University of Mary's Rachel Brash was there. She's going to give us a recap of that coming up here in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. What's on special today? Oh, Nelly, some good stuff, like potato sausage hot dish in Harwood. That sound any good or what? Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue. Swedish meatballs in Glendon, Salisbury Steak, 12th and I-29, mac and beef with tomato sauce on NP Avenue. PetroServe USA, low price fuel, home cooking. Tell them Scott said.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If it's innovative and ag-related, it'll be at the Big Iron Farm Show, the Midwest's largest ag show at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 13th to 15th, presented by Cass County Farm Bureau. Kick the tires and see in-field demonstrations. Experience Midwest agribusiness at its best. Explore over 500 exhibitors. See the latest in agriculture. Hear from industry leaders. Don't miss the 42nd annual Big Iron Farm Show, September 13th through the 15th. Details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you have yet to try my coffee, the newest product from Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow, I'd really encourage you to do it. By the way, there's a whole bevy of products at MyStore.com. That is all about USA entrepreneurs and giving them a platform. You know, Amazon takes a huge percentage, requires them to have so much in storage, charges them storage. It's kind of just a racket is what it is. And then very often develops products that are Amazon label to compete against those entrepreneurs. Mike Lindell has given entrepreneurs a platform and a place to put their products out there and does not charge them a ridiculous amount to do that. And that's where this coffee product came from. Found a family in California that had found these beans in Honduras and perfected this coffee, and you get it in pods, you can get it in bags, you can do it however you like. Bunch of different varieties to choose from. go to mystore.com. Mystore.com. 25% off coffee when you use the promo code Scott. Remember that, okay? Promo code Scott gets you 25% off. Mystore.com. My coffee. And it is good. We've got a lot of folks raving about it that have been listeners of the program, so we're glad to know that that's great. All right. There is a big announcement happening today as we speak that relates to a $10 million EDA Good Jobs Challenge grant. And a number of workforce collaborators coming together today, Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo Chamber of Commerce, University of Mary, Emerging Prairie, number of people that are part of this. And it is part of a regional workforce training system that is emerging to deal with the crisis, really, of lack of workforce that's out there. Our next guest is the Vice President for Public Affairs for the University of Mary. They are one of the grant recipients today, Brenda Nagel. Brenda, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I'm excited about this news. I know that the press conference was happening literally during the show today, so we don't have a lot of the details, but tell us what we do know.
Well, all right. They are still going on here at the Armory Event Center in Moorhead, and it's exciting news. It really is. As you mentioned, Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber Foundation is one of the applicants receiving a sum of $9.62 million. That's a huge dollar amount. But University of Mary, I'm excited to say, is a recipient of a little over a half a million dollars of that. And so what an amazing partnership for us. You know, University of Mary's been in the Fargo area for quite some time. And it's a great opportunity for us to partner with them in helping to solve some of this workforce challenge.
Yeah, so this is quite the ecosystem that is emerging of partnerships, and I really love that. Shannon Full from the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce has said, hey, we need to care as much about Watford City as we do about Wahpeton, as we do about Fargo-Moorhead, as we do about Dickinson and Bismarck-Mandan, and this is really a statewide initiative, isn't it?
It really is, Scott. You know, with Mary being in Fargo, we're obviously our main campus there in Bismarck, but we're over in the northwestern part of the state as well, in Watford City and Williston, and so we really are able to cover the span. And workforce is an issue nationwide, but it really has impacted businesses from small to medium to large across the state of North Dakota and, of course, Minnesota as well. And so this will be a great opportunity for you, Mary, to continue to implant our footprint, I think, across the state of North Dakota, and again, a great partnership with Shannon and the team at the Fargo-Moorhead Chamber.
Talk a little bit about University of Mary's, boldness when it comes to developing workforce for North Dakota businesses. What kind of things are happening on the various initiatives that you're doing?
Sure. We, as you know, Scott, received a grant, received some great funding from Energy Transfer a few years ago, and so we created a workforce development department at University of Mary. We have been busy. We've had businesses reaching out to us across the state. We've been doing trainings, what I refer to sometimes as just-in-time trainings. But more importantly, you know, businesses are reaching out and saying, we've got first-time supervisors. We've got staff who are needing communication skills in Excel and Word and those simple kinds of things. But how do we implement those into the day-to-day work life? And how do we upskill our people who are already in important positions within those different businesses? And so we have delivered close to 1,000 trainings already this year across the state and more to come.
And that leadership ND effort is really incredible, too. So there's a lot of pieces to this that the University of Mary does and does so well. Thanks for sharing a little bit of the story from that press conference today. I know that there's a lot of excited folks about this $10 million grant. And obviously, you mentioned half a million dollars of that goes to the University of Mary for your good work as well. So thanks for the update, Brenda.
You bet. Thanks so much, Scott.
Brenda Nagel from the University of Mary, who is Vice President of Public Affairs there. Thank you, Brenda. Appreciate that very much. We'll be hearing more about that press conference as we go, and have some guests in the coming days to talk more about that as well on the program. We are coming to you live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios today. Freedom Matters USA proud to welcome Candace Owens to North Dakota. There I said it. Candace Owens is coming to North Dakota. Mark this date down, Thursday, September 15th. This is fast approaching. Tickets start at $20. Right now, find them at freedommattersusa.com. freedommattersusa.com and all the details there about the big event. There's some VIP opportunities on there as well, so you're going to want to check that out. And we're excited because Candace Owens is one of the great conservative thought leaders in America right now, and she is coming to North Dakota on September 15th. All the details, freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. Mike Lindell, when we come back for a recap on the Moment of Truth Summit. Nothing says go bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 3 for $6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag, $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, Salted Nut Rolls, 4 for $1, Twizzler Strawberry Twist, $1.69 too. Any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, 79 cents. All this and more at a PetroServe USA near you. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.